We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this morning you're going to see the beginning of an effort on the part of city government to be a good neighbor in the neighborhoods where they own properties that need to be removed because they're blight. For so long, we have ignored what I think is our responsibility to go into these neighborhoods and do the thing that's correct with regard to the folks who are in these neighborhoods maintaining their properties. When I first came into office, I was imploring folks to please do the best that they could with their homes, clean up their front yard, do the things that are necessary to keep their neighborhood clean. And then I look around and see that the city owns properties such as the one that's over our shoulder here, and so we need to do our part. We need to make sure that we're going into neighborhoods and cleaning up the things that are creating blight in the neighborhood. So we've got some block grant funding that'll be targeted to the areas that the federal government designates, but we've also been able to find other funding sources that will allow us to go into a broader scope in the community. So ultimately, it's our intention to go throughout the city. Obviously, there's not enough money to get every single problem that's out there, but we're going to go after the ones that have been perhaps long-standing and have been most ignored for many years, and just try to see what we can do to begin to improve the neighborhood condition, which we think ultimately helps in home ownership. We think that it helps in business development. So it's this is really an effort, a part of a concerted effort to really improve the whole complexion of the city.
Do you know how many total homes are being knocked down?
I think ultimately we're targeting somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 or 50 homes. I don't have the exact number, but I know that it's somewhere with regard to both sets of funding. I think it's somewhere in that neighborhood. So again, you may think 40 or 50 homes, wow, you're barely scratching the surface. Well, it's our intent, at least for the period of time that I'm in City Hall, to do this as a regular part of what we do with our community block grant funding. I think that money should be poured into road repair, this type of blight removal, neighborhood improvements of that nature, pours that funding into the community.
Here on Fairfield Avenue, I believe that's the name
Fairfield
of it, Fairfield Avenue,
Avenue, yep.
Today. What are some of the other notable streets that are going to be targeted as part of this block grant initiative here?
We have properties targeted from this location all the way through to 77th Street in the LaSalle area. We're trying to see if we can concentrate in some of the areas so that we can take maybe two or three homes down center, some other areas out in the LaSalle area. So wherever we can maybe get the most bang for our buck in terms of being able to improve a neighborhood, if we have, remember, it's going to be city-owned properties only. So wherever the city has a parcel that is much like the one behind us, it's our intent to go in there and get it.
Were you surprised that you were able to get this initiative going? I mean, to get this block grant funding, especially considering, we're in the middle of a pandemic and money's tight for a lot of people.
Well, the block grant funding that we receive is part of a very generous opportunity by the federal government for communities of our size to do things like this. What we've done, what this administration, my administration has done, is taken the money that has been given to us over the years. Now we're redirecting it into this type of activity. Previously, it was used for a number of other things that ultimately left this kind of activity neglected. So we just think that it improves the community. It also improves, I think it also uplifts the spirit of the community when you start to see properties like this removed from your neighborhood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.